Okay, see, now we had the black church. We had the cemetery. My next time to perform would be in Japan, in Kyoto, Japan. Kyoto is the spiritual center of Japan. The original capital of Japan is Kyoto. So 2 weeks later, I'm on my way to Japan. They meet me at the airport and check in the hotel. They take me to the Shinto shrine. And in the meanwhile, I had gotten a call from a woman. She plays in a traditional Japanese instrument. I forgot the name of the instrument. And she was very close to a woman who was a healer in Japan. And I saw her in the village before this. They came with a traditional group to perform somewhere that I went, because I'm always interested in traditional music. All kind of traditional music, you know. So anyhow, she saw this woman in Tokyo before I came. And this woman was saying, when she saw my picture, she started to cry. And she said she had to see me. So when I arrived in Tokyo, in fact, in Michiko, she came with me. And when I arrived, because she was translating, this woman came from Tokyo with a woman musician to meet me in the morning of the day of the concert. And we sat together, and she started crying. She looked at me, and she started crying. She said, "You are supposed to be here at this particular time." She said, "There's something spiritual about your appearance here now. So you have to do a ceremony before you play." So we went to the Kamigana Shrine, and I met the priest, and I had to go into the shrine, I had to get on my knees, and they started saying certain prayers. Of course, in Japanese, which I didn't understand, but I could feel they were chasing away the evil spirits, all right? And I sat there, and they said certain words, and I met the head priest and whatnot, and then afterwards, they took me to the place where I was supposed to perform. They had this incredible Bossendorfer imperial piano, the piano I love the most, you know. It has 7 extra notes in the bass. It's this piano, I just love this piano, you know. And they had this huge piano in the shrine, and they had about, I think, maybe 20 or 25 Japanese clean the floor of where the piano was on the stage. And they had nothing but mats all over the shrine. And I tried the piano, and they were getting everything ready. They made special lanterns. They made a huge sign, "Welcome Randy Weston," and whatnot. And the plan was that this shrine holds about 200 people. And the plan was that I was supposed to, nobody wears shoes. And they all sit on these mats. No, just sit there, you know. So the whole idea of my shoes were by the piano. So I had to walk through the shrine without shoes, because nobody had on shoes. So when I got to the piano, I looked at my shoes. And I already wear a size 16, right? They look like size 26, you know. And I said, "I can't put these shoes on." And I had to play without shoes. My first time doing a concert without shoes. This place was so spiritually powerful. After I got through playing, one Japanese man, he couldn't move. After everybody had left, they had to come and pick him up. He said the music had him glued to the floor. And so we had the black church, the Shinto shrine, this woman who came from Tokyo. So what happened in 9/11, so it was just an incredible experience about Japan. And so that's what happened with Japan. And I played at the Shinto shrine last year. At this time, I took Alex Blake. So I played there 3 times. I also played a Buddhist temple. That same year, 2001, I played for a lot of children. And I played in a town called Shizuoka, which is not far from Kyoto. And that was an experience because what happened, they had the traditional Japanese priests and they had the musicians and they would play their instruments before I played solo piano. So in other words, after they played the last note, you know, I went to the piano and I tried to capture that note. And from that note, I played a solo concert. They had children there. It was full. Now, the amazing thing about Japan is this. And we played a concert. This happened even the last time. There were children in the audience, 2 years old and 4 years old. You could not hear a sound until we were finished. Then the children ran up on the stage and greeted us, you know. So Japan is very, very, very special. I've never had an experience like that anywhere in the world. Yes.